Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would continue with the thoughts of growth and living a better choice of life. I was looking at my hair recently, and I noticed that I had some gray. Now, they have been telling me for quite a while that I had some gray, but I actually had not seen it. And so I was like, well, that's just part of growing. And it's a part of being. And thank God I have lived to see the day that I have gray hair. As best I can tell, it's probably been about 4 years or more, or even maybe 5 years that I've had gray hair. And I still don't know how much of my hair is gray, and that's okay. I'm not even going to worry about it. The point is that it is another stage of life, and each stage of life has wonderful opportunities in it. You know, I think that, we can embrace each moment and find joy in the moment if we don't worry about what we think might happen next or what, you know, our body's going to do next, right? So gray hair is one step, and there are other steps to aging. And the key is to age well. And I'm thankful. And so while I could be sad or, I guess, unhappy, I just want to say thank God. You know, I remember being, I want to say about 26, when I found a gray hair in my eyelash. And I was like, really? And I had to pull it out and look at it. And I was like, that's really a gray hair. So for me to be almost twice that age now and go, okay, actually I'm over twice that age now, I think it's a good thing. So, you know, that little eyelash didn't have to be any drama. And it wasn't. And this gray hair in my head doesn't have to be any drama, because I'm thankful that I have hair, you know? And the point is to look at life and to see the beauty in the moment, right? So people have talked about for years, you know, seeing a glass half full, half empty, all that kind of stuff. And I just, I'm thankful I can see the glass. I'm thankful that I can have some water in the glass, right? The key is to live in gratitude and not to live in negativity, or not to allow your spirit to be co-opted or controlled by what others may seem to think is negative, right? And so I think the point is, when we choose to frame our world in positive thought, intentions, and blessings, that we can find more joy. And, you know, I think that joy has to be our goal. You know, my daily goal is to have some joy, some peace, some harmony, and to share positivity. And so some days it's kind of hard, you know, to do some of the things I need to do so that I can complete that goal for myself. And I'm working on giving myself the space to really do what my body needs, so I'm not pushing myself with unrealistic intentions anymore. And I'm realizing that my spirit just wants to love. It just wants to love people. It wants to love the world, and it wants to love life. And with those being my intentions, I feel like everything that I do with my hands will give glory to God and be a blessing to someone else. And so I want to let you know that if you are still young and you don't have any gray hair, you know, through the grace of God, one day you will have some gray hair. And if you're getting older and you're just starting to see that gray hair, thank God. You know, thank God for the longevity of your life. And if you're like me and you have a whole lot of gray hair that you can't even see, honey, just be thankful and blessed to be alive, right? And I think that growth is just going to be the majority of what this season's conversation will be. And it's, you know, it's possible that we'll have other topics throughout the actual podcast this year. But I think that my gift to you is going to be peace and growth, because I think that has to be the next step on our journey. And I think that if we embrace the journey each day and look at everything that goes on, that we cannot help but grow, because we are God's flower. I think of life as being this beautiful garden, and each one of us has these intrinsic, beautiful qualities that has been bestowed upon us by God. And so every one of our lives matter. Every one of our lives are needed, and we each contribute to the beautiful garden of life. So my hope for you is that you enjoy this season of growth in your life, and that you enjoy the words I give to you from my heart. And I'm going to try to put more poetry in our lineup. I think that it's fun to be able to speak the poetry to you, because I don't really get a chance to get out and do that. And when I go back and I listen to some of the poetry that I've, you know, given to you from my heart, I hear the inflection, I hear the pause, and I hear how my heart releases that into the universe. And the performance of the words themselves have more meaning and give my poetry life. And so, you know, I want you to enjoy your journey. Enjoy your journey, and enjoy your journey with me. You know, I will do my best to give you morning inspiration, and you know, there'll be some days that I won't be able to, but we're still going to make it through, right? So the goal is to keep the podcast short and to give you frequent tidbits of joy and help you be happier in each step of your journey. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Go bloom, flourish, and enjoy the garden of life, because you fit in perfectly. Until we speak again, be well.